We'd like to thank our patrons: Dave Maas, The Beacon, May Extraordinaire, Veronica Ramirez, Nikki S, and Zendrick 42 for their support in making this series possible.
And
hello, 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 Wild Space! Welcome back to the one, the only
Wild Tales! I'm Baz Goodrich.
I'm Charles Pritchard.
And we're here to thrill, chill, delight, and excite with the latest stories from around the galaxy! Only you can decide what is fact and what is fiction.
Broadcasting from the one and only Wild Outpost One, right in the heart of Wild Space, this is the only subspace broadcast with the gumption for presumption.
But that made no sense.
No, but it rhymes and that sublimes.
How wrong you are! So, tell me, Charles, what we got on the docket today?
We have a story of love, loss, and logistics in analysis.
Very good. Submitted by regular listener David Orion, if I'm not wrong.
You're not. Thank you, David.
Please enjoy.
Get your asses in gear, come on!
Not without you, Will.
Don't worry about me. I've got to go and get the files. I'll take the shuttle back, so just go! Just go!
I'd better see you at the rendezvous.
Time to transfer all root files and logs to the ship would be 17 minutes. The estimated time to transfer root files and delete personal logs would be 12 minutes.
Okay, come on. Go on. Transfer all files to ship and delete all logs.
It is possible to listen to several logs before they are deleted.
Okay. Play Matthew Endor's logs.
Accessing personal logs of Matthew Endell.
Mission log 001. My arrival at the shipping center in the outskirts of the Caracas system has been successful. The main subject of analysis and head of the center, William Vries, is suspicious about my cover here. It's just a matter of time before I effectively profile him and discover the root of his malfunction. A 6 months mission. I must study him and find proof of his links to the Alliance. 6 long months. There is something wrong with this William unit. The strain is not known for this kind of amiability. It is as if Nora's traces had been mixed in with his genetic code. Vries acts like a capable leader, and because my position as Clone's resources manager leaves me too much free time, he has me working with him in his office almost every day. It is clear he wants to keep a close eye on me. When the last ships of the day had left the hangar, he offered me a drink and a game of chess. I thought it would be interesting to assess his movements in such an ancient game, yet I enjoyed the evening. Maybe too much. Mission log 051. I am now 100% sure that William and the clones in this center are working with the Alliance. But all the data that could have been of any proof is inaccessible to me. William keeps showing strange patterns. Our chess games happen now twice a week, and yesterday he insisted I tried an alcoholic beverage he got from a shipment to Vaclidia. It's not his first gift. Which leads me to believe that William is trying to gain my favor in order to hinder my investigation. Nevertheless, the drink was quite something.
Oh, you idiot.
Something happened. Not today, but slowly. I noticed my own conduct had become erratic around him. After the incident with the shipment lots close to Mariga, I see why the rest of the staff trusts him. And now I even owe him my life. I cannot find it in me to be detached anymore. I started omitting certain aspects of my mission here when I report to the Collective. They must be busy with another operation. This month has passed with hardly any contact on their side, so... Mission log 122. I did not think we had it in us. This ability to... Is love the right word? Billy started asking questions. Big questions. And the deeper we dived into our psyche, into the reasons for our existence, the clearer it was for me. We hardly touched the chess table. When I looked at him, it felt... right. I studied him so much, he became a part of me. We must leave the Collective. We are in big trouble. I need to make things right, Billy. I owe you this.
2 minutes to complete the transfer and erasure. Collective's vessel ETA is 5 minutes.
Play the last log. Please.
Billy. If you're listening to this, they have not accepted my offer. Or I'm dead. I didn't leave you any messages this morning, but at least I could say goodbye. You were snoring. As always. I have hidden additional collectors routes to some of my behavioral hypotheses and theories on clone psychological evolution inside the center's data. Go to the Alliance or hide for a while. Please. Whatever happens, survive. I love you. Billy. I'm so sorry.
Delete it.
Fuck. Damn it, Matt.
Such heartbreak. So many beautiful possibilities.
It's nice to hear William coming out of his shell, letting himself be vulnerable. I guess some strains are just more repressed than others. You wouldn't get a Charles to be that vulnerable, then I know it was fiction.
Yeah. You love me, really.
Maybe, but I'll never admit it.
Yeah, I'm getting word that we have a caller on the line. Hello? Who have we got?
Hi, this is Valerie Ravenswood.
Hi, Valerie. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad, thanks. Just tuning in like every week.
Where are you calling from, Valerie?
Rendell.
Oh, very nice. Very dry.
Yeah.
What did you want to say, Valerie?
I just wanted to say that I really loved that story. It really lifted me up when I truly needed it most. It let all my troubles just float away.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, and I imagine you have a lot of those living on Rendall.
Yeah.
Thank you, Valerie. I'm afraid that's all the time we can have you on before someone can start to trace our location on your signal. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
How refreshing to hear from a listener.
It is. Be sure to call in next week when we have a tell about AIs and Dianas.
He loves those Dianas. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Thank you for listening to Wild Tales. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for more Orphans content. And you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links to transcripts, merch, and our Discord. analysis was written by David Orion and directed by James Barbarossa. Matthew Endel was Sean Mendham. William Vries was Declan Galpin. Baz was Alex Bird. And Jeffrey was James Barbarossa. Wild Tales Radio was performed by Alex Bird as Baz Goodrich, Felix Trench as Charles Pritchett, with Ruby Parker Harbord as Valerie, with original music by James Barbarossa.
The Fable and Folly Network.
When Kilner accepted the job of smuggling escaped heiress Samantha Trapp across the galaxy, she expected the job to be over and done with quickly. But now they're stuck with each other and they have a job to do.
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. You take a loan from them and then they own you until you've paid it off with interest.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt. Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
900,027 credits and counting.
You're stuck here with me to work it off.
We Fix Space Junk is a sci-fi sitcom from Battlebird Productions featuring Travelling by Cryo.
Don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal. Wait, what?
Aliens from across the galaxy.
Greetings, visitors.
Is that popcorn?
Hello, Your Excellency.
AIs.
Dad, how do I do air?
You're already doing it automatically. Calm down.
And, of course, thrilling and exciting missions in outer space. Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a
device redacted
in or at the
location redacted.
We Fix Space Junk is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Subscribe, consume, integrate, indoctrinate, assimilate, degenerate, and watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space. Register your interest with Automnicon now.